This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
And we're back with episode 183, and we're back with Sena. Hey, Sena, what's our chapter?
Moab chapter 8.
And our verses?
Verses 31 to 33.
Superb. Let's get started.
And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He spoke this word openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned around and looked at his disciple, he rebuked Peter, saying, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men."
Thanks, Sena. Starting from this point, Jesus begins to speak plainly to his disciples about what was about to happen, that he would suffer and die and rise from the dead. These are the events that we remember during Holy Week and Pascha. Jesus had a reason, a purpose in all of this. Although his suffering and death were not something that would be easy, he wanted to go through with it to save us from sin and death. Peter couldn't understand this yet. It took him a lot of time to really get it. In fact, it wasn't until after Jesus rose from the dead that it started to make sense to him, and he had the courage to follow him as he should. Being a Christian is not an easy thing. We need to focus on the good that God brings into our life, the good that comes with being close to God, rather than the hard things that come with following Jesus. So thank you, Sena. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and always shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.